This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. I meant to mention this at the outset because I got a call from a good friend at 7:30. About the passing of Vince Bomarito. And in fact, I spoke with his son, James, at about 8:30 today, and he passed away. He was aged 88, and he was the founder of the legendary Tony's Restaurant. He started working in the restaurant business while he was at St. Louis U High. And usually a great sign of greatness in a profession is, how many do you turn out in terms of, you know, like people that worked in your business and then open up other businesses? And nobody turned out more restaurateurs than Vince Bomarito. Kim Tucci worked there. Frank Papa worked there. Even Sam Cavado, the great clothier, worked there. He took it to a whole new level. I remember one time he told my mom, because Tony's was pretty close to Kimmel's at one time. And my mom was driving by and she saw him out on the parking lot, and he was picking up a little bit of trash, maybe a small piece of paper, my mom said. She pulled over. She says, "What are you doing? You're the boss." And she says, and he said to her, "First impressions, Mary Grace, when you pull into this lot, it's got to be perfect." And that's what he was. He was a perfectionist. There's no doubt about it. The maitre d' at Tony's never turned his back on the customers coming in. And sometimes it was walking up steps, and he could walk up steps like backwards because it was always more polite to be looking at the customers as they came in. And when you sat down at their table, the service was unbelievable. The food is outstanding. He would come to Kimmel's on Saturdays and have lunch with my grandma all the time. And he was friends with everybody and just a great man. The quality of his life at the end was not awesome, but he was still working. Yeah. In fact, my buddy said that he called him right before the NCAA tournament started to ask him what teams he should pick in his bracket, too. So he was a passionate sports fan, and Vince Bomarito will definitely be missed. All right. A couple of other things. Let's read a couple of these texts here right off the bat.
Waino has been done for 2 years. I like the guy, but he shouldn't be in the rotation. Courtney D.
What percentage of people in St. Louis do you think feel that way? Over 50?
High, yes.
Yeah. Would be a banker for a lot. Boxing is way out of poverty. Yeah, you're right. Let's face it. Some people box because there are no other alternatives. But I like this one. I think this is our best text from 406. Frank, the real question is, will you take the shorter life if you can set your family up financially for generations?
Mm.
That is a good point. I mean, yeah, that's really good. I don't know if I do that, but it certainly, you know, adds to the equation or adds to the argument of Ali or Dwight Clark's life. Now, Dwight Clark wasn't really wealthy at the end anyway, but. All right, what else here, Brian?
If Wong continues to go opposite field, he will have his best season, 314.
Does this contract mean Calipari has to stay at Kentucky forever? We all know coaches can get out of these contracts, so why call it lifetime? Coaches stay until something better comes along. There's never been a truer statement. You're right. Every contract is broken. Boring Bennett Ball will not play in L.A. Actually, if you are the athletic director at UCLA and you have a program that's kind of a mess, that hasn't been a consistent winner for years, I mean, and a guy who wins 30 games every year says he wants to be your coach, you sign him right away. But I don't think he's going to say that. I don't think he's going to say no.
So one texter is saying, arguing that Ozuna's arm is better than last year. This is a depressing tweet. This is from Bradford Doolittle, ESPN staff writer. Marcell Ozuna just threw home in an attempt to get Pittsburgh's Starling Marte on a sack fly attempt. The throw was offline, so he scored easily. But, according to StatCast, Ozuna's throw came in at 84.4 miles per hour. That is harder than any throw he made last season when he battled shoulder trouble. Still a far cry from what Ozuna threw before the injury. In 2016, for instance, he was able to ramp it up over 90 miles per hour on a fairly regular basis. So he is, his arm or shoulder is better than last year, but still really bad.
Yeah. As Dan McLaughlin said yesterday in one of those early Pirates runs, they're going to run on him all day, and that's what everybody will do. 422 with a kind of a stream of consciousness text. In memory of Kim Tucci, guys, get your prostate health checked. Good thought. Ozuna, how could Mozeliak been fooled like this? Did all of baseball think he was a Gold Glove All-Star in 2017? Dump Ozuna and Fowler for O'Neill and Carlos Martinez.
Guessing Jose he meant?
Yes. And then finally...
Zero chance that ball is 84 miles per hour. The ball doesn't travel far either. Regardless of speed, the ball finds the dirt pretty quickly when he throws it.
And then where did Plowsy go? He's taken another job, and all I can say, he will be missed. He was one of our all-time favorites. All right, what else?
My wife just texted me. Oh, by Vince Bomarito passing away. Since Cal took over, insane. 2010, Elite Eight. 2011, Final Four. He won the title in 2012. NIT after that. Runner-up, Final Four, Round of 32, Elite Eight, Sweet 16, Elite Eight. From Handy Randy. That's a pretty good. And Kentucky fans, some aren't happy about that.
Oh, yeah.
Despite that run.
You know, in the middle of Patino's great runs in Lexington, I remember listening to his call-in show, driving home from work one day, and they had just beaten, like, LSU by 8 when they should have beaten them by 18. And this caller was just moaning about how Kentucky only won by 8. And Patino said, sir, you should turn off this talk show right now, even though I'm a part of it. And what you should do is pop in Frank Sinatra and enjoy your life or get a life. That there's no fan base more obsessed and psychotic than Kentucky fans. And I love them, too. Let's see what else. I'd be a banker. At least you would have real friends, not the fake ones that just want something because you're famous. Doug's panty line.
Frank Maddux does the Biden shoulder touch to read the heartbeat of the player to see if he thinks he's overwhelmed, if he has a racing heart rate. That's adding stay cute, chai play baby. That's an interesting tidbit. Nice little strategy there.
On the Biden thing, do you think that it's simply a product of his generation?
No.
Where somebody puts an arm around you, or do you think he's just creepy?
She said he sniffed him. That's creepy.
Sniffing or
that he sniffed her, rather.
Yeah.
That's creepy. There's nothing generational about that. That's weird. Furthermore, if that doesn't creep you out and make you think he's not presidential, then find any one of his policies that means he's not presidential.
Wow. Some political commentary from Brian Hoffman this morning. All right, let's take a break. Before we go, quick word about the Bomarito Automotive family. They've been serving St. Louis since 1971. Today, the Bomarito Automotive Group features 20 franchises, 9 pre-owned centers. Audis, Infinities, Cadillacs, Buicks, GMCs, Chevys, Fords, Hondas, Toyotas, Nissans, Mazdas, Volkswagens. Dealerships are located in every neighborhood, Hazelwood, South County, West County, St. Peter's, plus the website, over 12,000 vehicles online at Bomarito.com. New certified pre-owned vehicles, commercial, you want it, you need it. Bomarito's Automotive Group has a vehicle for you. Brad Soderberg and Martin Kilcoyne when we come back.